Michelle Malachim Sweetest Friends, we are continuing our previous shiur where we presented numerous kashas on the sugya of Krivei de Rav Idi. Rav Idi and someone else had a dispute over who a certain palm tree belonged to as an inheritance. In the end, Rav Idi was proven to be the closer relative and he got it. And then there was a machlokas in the Gemara what to do with the peiros, as we discussed at length, various mahalchim the Gemara. So now we're going to see, we presented numerous kashas in the previous shiur, and we've been going along with the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu, a guy named Tzadik V'Amakubal, Rabbi Moshe Luria, Zecher Tzadik Kadosh Livracha. We're going along with his mahalach, because his Torah is just over the top gevaldik. And we saw the kashas in the previous shiur. Kedarkeinu, we like to ask a lot of questions first. That's the way I like to do it. Siyata Dishmaya. And now the mahalach start answering the questions. Says Moreinu Rabbeinu, V'ashem nira vazeh, v'im debi yisoyda dvorim hushfu kulam, shebo hidoz ba'al din, shebo hidoz ba'al din u'migidrei ne'amonus. So we were discussing what the nature of Adas Baal Din is. We know Adas Baal Din is Kamei Eidim. But is it Ne'amanus or is it Schaivus Chadosha? Is it Ne'amanus that we believe the Baal Din? Or is it a new Schaivus that he's taking upon himself a new obligation? Which one is it? So the answer is that everybody agrees that it's Begidrei Ne'amanus. Some people want to make that's the Machlokas. The Gemara here is whether or not he gets to keep the peiros. Is it ne'amanus or is it the schaivus chadasha? If it's ne'amanus, then he doesn't get the peiros, this guy who was that he ate until now. It was Rav Idi's tree all along. And if you hold that it's a new schaivus, so he's only taking it upon himself now. But obviously there's so much that was said on this sugya, it's not even shaykh. That's why I like learning the sugyas. I like every sugya, obviously it's geshmak, but when you learn the ones that they learn in the yeshivas, and that's where there's the most literature on. You know, you learn a mesechta like Avodah Zarah, you learn a mesechta like Krisus, there's very little literature on it, because they're not learning it in the yeshivas. So much less has been written, unfortunately. Baruch Hashem today, there's so many kolam where they're learning different things, so we do have svarim on a lot of topics, but still, not the same volume nearly as the yeshivish mesechtas. In any event, so... Really, we're saying now everybody holds it's Megidrei Ne'amanus, that he's believed. But that's why Adas Baal Din is we believe what he's saying is true. And it's not just any Yisraelis. It's just the Yisod of Machlokas is it, this is the question. The question is it Ne'amanus be'ikar ha'maisel ma'freya u'ki'ilu eidim me'idim ala ma'ise hochinami ne'aman hu ala ma'ise. This pshat in Hadas Baal Din, that he's ne'aman about what happened earlier, as if they're eidim testifying. Just like a father is believed to say that he's mekadish his daughter. That's ne'amanus kebei trei ala maisa, like we see in the Gemara Kedusha. Or we say no, the ein ze ne'amanus klal ala oval. This is not that the person's believed at all on the past. No. As far as what transpired, ela al yedei shehu moideloi shechayev mamon over keedus ala oive. But since he's moide that he owes money, this is eidus on the present. He's being made on the present that now I owe him money. He's moide that Yenim has money in his hand. Reuven says, it's true. I have Shimon's money in my hand. Now, how did the money get into my hand? That's not the issue. The issue is that right now, this second, Shimon has money in my hand, and I have to give it back to him. That's pshat ne'amanus. Not in the past, but in the present. V'yisoydir shel dovo mitzinu gam gabei edim, like Rabbeinu speaks about in a previous shiur. This is Rabbeinu has a sefer. He has two sets of svarim in Nigla. One is Likutei Shiurim, collection of Asefa Shiurim, it's called. A gathering collection of Shiurim, that's what he has in Bava Basra. And the other set is the Avni Shoyha. So this is the from Asefa Shiurim. So early on, Rabbeinu talks about the notion that we have a something called Hidoach or Hidoach, Havoach or Havoach. In other words, two people are made. One person's made about alone on Monday, and one person's made about alone on Tuesday. So these two halvos are mitzarif. And the Gemara learns it from the pasuk of Oyada, or Oyada. So how do you give edus on two different meisim, two different halvos, two different hodos? So how do they come together as one? These are two different meisim, so you only really have one ed on each meisim. So how do you mitzarif the edios and two different hodos and halvois? So the explanation is, Asher nisra b'mikra geder chodosh be'edus. We have a new category, a new definition of edus in the pasuk. Because edus is hagoda al ha'ri'iya. Hanu ala ma'ise shero. What's edus? He's made on what he saw. And the Torah was mechadesh oyro oyoda. He's also edus yidia. That when he sees the halvoe, he knows that now he sees Reuven lending Shimon lending Reuven money. So he knows that now Reuven has Shimon's money in his hand. So his edus is on the matzav shel ha'oyve. In other words, one person says, "I saw Reuven lend Shimon money. I saw Shimon lend Reuven money on Sunday." Another person says, "I saw Shimon lend Reuven money on Monday." So, what are they both being made? Ala matziv shel ahoyve, on the situation of now. What's going on now? Now, Reuven knows Reuven has Shimon's money in his hand. That's the yoda. That's the matziv shel ahoyve. V'chein hashene rei meid sheish lo achshav mana biyodai. V'chein nikra hagodas edus shel yidia. That's edus of yidia. They're talking about the present. What happened in the past? When it happened? Okay, that's another issue. But right now, Reuven has Shimon's money in his hand. V'nira dehein eina dvorim lingin hoidos baldin. So we could say the same thing when it comes to hoidos baldin. We could say it's begeder edus ri'io, about what happened, the Maisa that happened, testifying about the Maisa that happened. Or maybe it's Edus Yedio that doesn't go on the Mafreya, only applies now. We had asked about if Moed B'Miktsas, Maida b'miktsas chayav shvu. But if it's not a hoida in the past, if it's a new chayavus, then how's it maida b'miktsas? He's not being maida in anything. He's taking upon himself a new obligation. So pshat is that Shimon is saying to Reuven, "Hey, you owe me $100," and Reuven is saying back, "No, right now you're 50." Right now, what happened in the past, doesn't matter what happened in the past. Right now, I owe you 50. So he's being moida. He's being moida on the tefiya now. It doesn't have to be going on in the past. And maybe that's the machoikas between the Beis Shmuel and the Chelkas machoikik. That we saw in the previous shir, a machlekes, man's makadish in Isha, and he says, "Al menas, that I have money by yenim, that the other guy has my money." And then the other guy admits that he has it. You have to be mevayer or not. The chalkas machlekes says, in principle, "Vadas baldin kameidim dami." Rubin says, "I'm marrying you on condition that Shimon has $100 in mine, And Shimon says he admits he does. Avdas Badli Kemedim Tami. Beis Shmuel says, no, no good. He can be Makabal upon himself, Mikana Lahaba. But who says that Peshas Haidoa? He had the person's money. He's only Makabal upon himself in the future. In the future, I'm going to owe you. When he was Makadish, this woman, he didn't have a... He's not believed to say that he had the money. The Haidah is only for the future. Not for now, not from Shas Hadan before. From the moment before, he took upon himself this new obligations in the future. From this second in the past, so he doesn't, he didn't know, he doesn't, he's not believed. Says the Chalkas Mechaikik in Shulchan Aruch. Why not? So that's what we're explaining the Machlokas. Pshat is like this. So the Chalkas Mechaikik is, the Kijay Dino does Ba'adim Ke'idu Suriya Shunem and the Gabi Atzma Alam Maisim. The second opinion is the Beis Shmuel. Beis Shmuel is the one who holds that Mekir Din is no good. Because the Haidah is Mechayiv himself, but who says that he was obligated until now? Who says he was obligated until now? Who says when he was Mekadosh the woman, when Reuven was Mekadosh his woman, that the other guy had the money? So that's the Beis Shmuel. So the Chazal says, no, in principle they're married. Why? Because he's Naaman Legabi the Maisa. So they're Mam and him also Legabi Shas Kedushin. As we say, the Takabi Shas Kedushin, Shas Kedushin, Shimon had Reuven's money by him. Reuven's Mekadosh and Isha, Manasseh, that Shimon has Reuven's money. And if Shimon says, yeah, I admit I owe you money, so that, and I've owed you money, so he's believed on the past. That's the Chalkas Mechaikik. The Beis Shmuel says, no. Yisodin Adoba Aseidim says, Yediya, not Eidisriya. Not on what happened, but on the obligation that now, that applies now. And the present situation. Right now, yeah, right now, you have money. What will happen in the past doesn't count. Now we don't believe him, so therefore they're not married. That's the Beis Shmuel. Because again, that's Eidus Yediyah, it's going on now. He's believed about now, this moment I have money. Who says it before B'Shas Kedushin? Who says there was such a thing? Who says that we don't trust you? That you really had Reuven's money. And we also understand what's Divrei Rishonim Hoidah Ba'azomeh? Meiri in Makis and Avdal that brings a Machlokes Rishonim. L'nyan Eidim Sheheidu Be'echad Shechayiv Mamon L'chaveiro. Eidim were made about somebody who owes his friend money. Ve'uzmu! And then they became Eidim Zoma. So they have to pay me in maybe Kasher Zoma. And if Eidim afterward give another Eidus that he owes money, then the first Eidim don't have to pay. Even though they were made Eidus Sheker, but it was Emes that he really owed him money. They falsely testified in their mind that Reuven owes Shimon money. It turns out he really did. It's Madin, Chayab, Peturim. It was Emes. And he really did owe him money, even though they were being made B'Shekem. Zimano Ayusim, no, you guys weren't there, but so he owed him money, so they're off there. Now let's say the Nidoin himself admitted it, that he's B'Emes Chayiv. They were found to be Edim Zayman, and then the Nidoin says, no, I'm really Chayiv. Some say that since Adaz Baldin Kimei Edim, the Edim are Patu. However, some say that Adaz Baldin is only Naman Mikano Lahaba V'lo L'Mafre. He says Ne'amonus. He doesn't say the Sprach of the Mari Ben Leva of Ischaivus. He calls it Ne'amonus. So what's Pshat over here? So Pshat is, if we say that he's Ne'amon on the Maisa, so what does that mean? He's Ne'amon on the Maisa, that means it's not called kasher zana. Because he's Neman. Taki, he says, I owed him $100. Yeah, they falsely testified that Reuven owed Shimon $100. But sof kol sof, Reuven did owe Shimon $100, and Reuven is believed on the past. Eidus Liyah is believed on the past. Oh, so he's believed on the past. He has to pay, so the Eidim's owe off the hook. Because he's believed that he really did owe the $100. So even though the Eidim themselves were made Eidus Sheker, but sof it was about Emes. They were made Eidus Sheker about Emes. Right? In their narrative, it was Sheker. They didn't know. They were somewhere else. So, of course, if he really owed him money, and we believe the guy, we believe the Baal Din on the past. The other opinion says, no. It's Haidah al Matzav Shal Achshov. Saying, now I have money. What was in the past? Who knows? The Melech, since Haidah al Matzav Shal Achshov doesn't talk about the past. No, they didn't Zomer Chayiv. Givaldik. Okay. And now we get to the Perush of the Rif that we saw. How awesome is that? We saw the Rif that says that we're talking about in the Gemara case. Sheyesh Eidim Shukolov Tfei. That Ravidi brought Eidim that he's the closer relative. And the other guy says, Didiu! No, it's mine. I really deserve it. I'm the closer carpet to the burger field. Vidi has Aiden. Vieshloy Migu! Diboyam Aloy Chalti Klal! So the tree we know we're giving to Ravidi. What about the pears? This guy is a Migu. He could have said, I didn't eat the pears at all. But he says, no, I ate the pears, but it was mine. Is he Neman neged the Eidim? Is he Neman Kai Gavna neged the Eidim? Do we believe him or not? Dine. Halo kshu omer achalti vididi achalti hagam sheyesh Eidim. So when this guy says that I ate, but I ate my own, even though they're Eidim, im nadun maika b'dvorov, So when he says, I ate and I ate my own, they're Eidim. So if Hodas Baldin is Nemonis and the Maisa, like Hagodas Eidus, Ri'io, what actually happened? So there are two in Yanam here. On one hand, it's Moda that he ate. And this is called Hodas Baldin, because they're Eidim that it belongs to Ravidi. On the other hand, he says that it's his. And he has a Migu. Because you could have said that I didn't eat. So Barul, we don't say Migu. Because it's Negad Eidim. Why is it Negad Eidim? Because the Eidim say that it's not yours. And he's saying it is mine. The Eidim say it's not yours. And he admits that he ate it. So he has to pay. However, if we say that the Yisoid Din of Hoidos Baal Din is Hoidah L'Matzav Achshavi Sheish L'Acher Momon B'Yodoy Shoy Merin Achli V'Didi Achli Lekha Kana Goda Sheish L'Sheni Momon Klal Rei Lo Bal Lanu Lomar Yesh L'Sheni Momon Ela L'Saper U'Uvda She'Ochal Shaloi Yim Ken Ein Kan Toiras Hoidoh Klal והבי כאילו לא יאמר כלום ואין לנו עדים שאוכל רק דרבידי קורא יפטפי וברור שאין מוצאים מתחס יודה. If you say that Hoida is only on the present, so this guy says that I ate, but I ate my own. Now in the present, does he owe the other guy anything? No. Because his hodah is what right now in the present. If his hodah is in the past, we believe him on the past on what happened and what transpired. So he ate the guy's fruits and it's not his tree. So he has to pay ravidi. But if you say that it's only about the present, he's saying right now in the present, he said in the past, he's telling us a story, yeah, I ate the fruits. But that we don't believe in what transpired in the past. Tachlis, right now, do you owe ravidi anything? The guy's answer is no. I don't owe him anything. Because it's didiachli. So in the present, do you owe the mama? Do you have the mama? No, I don't. He's not coming to us to say that he has Yanam's money. But rather, he's just telling us he had his own stuff. He says, no Torah Seidah. It's like he didn't say anything, and we have no Edim that he ate. Just Raviti is the greater Karav. So Emot Simiyad, he gets the tree. Raviti gets the tree, but you don't take the fruits away from this guy that he already ate. According to this, it's not shayich to the question of migu b'mokoy meidim. By migu b'mokoy meidim, we can say that since he has to make a taina and he has a migu, that he could have made another taina. So there we say, do we say migu b'mokoy meidim or not? Maybe the migu is so strong, it's even b'mokoy meidim. No, maybe eidim go against him. You don't say migu b'mokoy meidim. But here, he wasn't admitting anything. Here, he never admitted anything. If he never admitted anything, that's not the question of Migu Mako Meidim. Migu Mako Meidim is an admission. Just do we believe him? But here, there's no admission. By Migu, there's an element of admission. For example, a person is a shtar choif. And they know Eidim that it's a good shtar. So he's moide. He's moide that it's a good shtar, just as he paid it. He lost the yeshua that he paid it. So we believe him, because he could have said the whole thing is not a good shtar at all. So there's an element of adah. There's no element of adah. He's denying the whole thing. So that's as far as Rav Chisda. Because you know he doesn't have to pay? You know he doesn't have to pay the payers? Because he's never moided anything. He wasn't moided that he owes anything. That's not the question. That's not a question of Mikul Makom Eidim. We have no indication that he owes anything. Because what do we believe him about? We believe him when he says that he owes something now, and now he's saying he doesn't owe anything. Says Ein Ma'ala Daber. That's not a question of Migu Mako Meidim. Whereas a Bayin Rava can hold, no, he has to pay because when he admits, he's admitting on the mice in the past, and he's saying that he ate the fruits, and we hate the fruits, and we know the fruit tree doesn't belong to him, so he has to pay back the fruits. There's another reason we can't see our migu b'mokom eidim. Right? That was a medugra in the previous year. Why does the Gemara say? The Gemara says in the sugya smuch. The Gemara talks about it's machlokas whether it's migu b'mokom eidim. Here the Gemara doesn't say it's migu b'mokom eidim. The answer is it's not. Because even according to Rav Chisda, we can say that my high time and naman v'lo mishum migu b'mokom eidim. Why? He loses the karka. So 1 second, he loses the karka. Why? Because the eidim. He gets the Paris. Why? Despite the Eidim. Because we believe in the Migu B'Makom Eidim. It's tied to the Sasri, so therefore there's not an issue of Migu B'Makom Eidim here. V'gama b'ay v'ro v'ikl machloiksa mishum d'savri doidos ba'adina v'kagodes eidus u'ma'aminim lo ala maise. So like we said, according to Abayin Rova, they argue and they say the issue here is Hodas Baal Din. And Hodas Baal Din is like Hagodas Eidus. He's telling you what happened in the past. So in Cain Bain in the Torah Sneamon Shel Migu Vize Yafshir came in the Kaga Yotz Midachas Yodel Leishach Lami Lo Yamal Aperis. So in the past he's saying Eidus, we believe him about what happened. So according to them, we can't come onto a Torah Sneamonus of Migu because he loses the karka. Since this guy loses the karka, so you can't come onto the Neamonus of Migu by Paris. So the issue here is not believing him on a Migu. Later on, the issue is Taka Migu Makom Eidim. So that's Mamish Kabaldik, and we have a lot more to talk about, Rabbi Sai. We have Shitas Rabbeinu Chanan and Taisis, we're going to explain al derech zu. And a lot more beautiful, beautiful ideas and understanding this sugya. Please God, we just, Hashem should give us life and health. We should be zochet to do it together, mitzvah Hashem. Thank you so much for listening, sweetie, so much beloved friends. Shalom, shalom, bli neder b'shal kedinyan.